Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today on the show. Raw was last night, and it was the Raw go-home show for Crown Jewel. SmackDown's got a go-home show here tonight. And a lot of news coming out of Raw. Not a very exciting show, but a lot of news. Obviously, the main event of Crown Jewel is on as scheduled. Shawn Michaels and Triple H versus The Undertaker and Kane. And yes, they did announce last night that John Cena is off the Crown Jewel show. And all of that fantasy booking that I did here on this program, thinking of different ways to get him off the show, what they did was, in a backstage segment, Baron Corbin said, "Lashley, you're in the tournament." Lashley said, "Why?" Corbin said, "Cena didn't qualify, he's out." And that was it. That was a big angle to get John Cena, the biggest star of the 2000s in WWE, off of the Crown Jewel show. So he's out of here. Also today, we've been talking about it for a while, but PW Insider today says it is definite that Daniel Bryan is not going to Saudi Arabia. We didn't have it confirmed as of the last couple of days, but it was certainly the story that he wasn't going to be going. And the story that we heard is that they're not going to shoot an angle on SmackDown tonight to get him out of Crown Jewel. He simply just won't be there at the show. Now, I don't know what that even means. Does that mean he's turning heel? Does that mean they're going to do an angle where he no shows? Are they actually going to shoot an angle tonight now that word is out? What are they going to do with Daniel Bryan? We're going to find out either tonight, or I guess we'll find out on Friday. But everybody has to get on the plane tomorrow, and it's looking like Daniel Bryan is not going to get on the plane. So Bryan is out. John Cena is out. Everybody else seems to be on, including Lashley, who is going over there as noted as part of the tournament. We'll talk about all of that and so much more. There's a lot to get into here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more as well. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to get into here today. Last night on Raw, I made the big announcement that Survivor Series, once again, going to be Raw versus SmackDown matches. And Ronda Rousey will be facing Becky Lynch in a champion versus champion match. And I had not thought about this, but somebody did in fact send in a text message saying, is the only reason Becky beat Charlotte so that WWE can save the Ronda-Charlotte match for WrestleMania and not waste it on Survivor Series? I had not thought of that, but in fact, that makes sense. Because when that match was over, the first thing I thought was, they're giving Becky a big win here because they're going to take the title off of her. Probably the next pay-per-view. Obviously, it's not going to be the next pay-per-view, but my guess is it's probably going to be TLC. And that would make sense because they're doing champion versus champion, and I'm sure they don't want to do Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte until WrestleMania. So, yeah, I think that that's one of the big reasons why that happened on Sunday night. And I guess we'll find out if that also means that AJ Styles is facing Braun Strowman at Survivor Series in a champion versus champion match. And if that takes place, does anybody want to make a prediction about who's going to win that match?
Both things are possible, but if there was any concern about having Becky and Ronda together, because I don't think anybody said, well, now they got to face each other at Survivor Series, why would they not just captain five-woman teams and then you could continue on keeping the thing between Charlotte and Becky going into December's TLC, where we talked about speculating over whether the title changes there or not, wouldn't that take away any concern people would have over demanding a one-on-one, which I don't think they were doing anyway?
What do you mean you don't think they're doing it anyway?
No, but I mean, I'm just like, they announced the match, but it's not like people were clamoring, well, now you're going to have Ronda and Becky together. Because people are going to demand that for Survivor Series.
No, I just think that they had the plan for Survivor Series, that they would have champion versus champion up and down the show, and they didn't want to do Ronda and Becky yet. And that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it does. It just, I don't know if people are clamoring for it anyway. It seems like they may have overthought that one and booked themselves into a corner by announcing a title match that, again, they didn't really have to have either.
I didn't have to, but I suspect that we're going to see the tag champs versus the tag champs, the heavyweight. Actually, now that I think about it, if you're doing Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch,
you have to do them all.
There's no way that Becky Lynch is beating Ronda Rousey. I suppose it's possible, but I'd be very surprised. And I guess that would mean that AJ would have to beat Braun Strowman. So I suppose they could do a DQ. I suppose they could do a count out. I suppose they could do something like that. I just don't see them having AJ pin Braun Strowman clean, knowing how they
in this
book.
Kayfabe world, we could be getting Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan. What are you talking about?
Well, Daniel Bryan's not going to Crown Jewel, so that eliminates
that. Wait, do we know that yet? That's going to be fun when they don't announce that tonight. What a weird black hole of a card this thing is turning into in a lot of ways.
So, as noted last night, they announced John Cena's off the show. He is being replaced by Bobby Lashley. And main event still Shawn Michaels and Triple H versus Undertaker and Kane. They had a nothing-happening angle in the main event. Shawn superkicked the Undertaker. Undertaker did the zombie sit-up. The babyfaces were scared. I guess they're the babyfaces. I actually don't know who the babyfaces are. I think it's Shawn Michaels and Triple H. And the Dean Ambrose thing? May as well make everybody mad now. They're capitalizing on Roman Reigns' leukemia. And they flat out said it in an interview. Seth Rollins flat out in the middle of the ring said it. And on top of that, for everybody last week that wanted to email and text and say, they had to do it that night, Brian. It was the perfect time. Dean Ambrose is going to be the most hated man in WWE history because of this. It'll be so much more effective doing it last week than it would on any other night. He's going to be bigger. He's going to be more hated than Ciampa. Well, on Monday Night Raw, he came out and he was a heel. And there were a few chance of you sold out. And there was nothing resembling the most hated guy in the history of WWE. There was nothing resembling the hottest heel they've ever had. Dean Ambrose is a bad guy. And if he would have turned it Survivor Series, he would have got literally the exact same reaction the next night. Just want to throw that out there. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. This is Bruce in Bowling Green, Kentucky. How's it going?
What's happening, Bruce?
Well, I thought last night's Raw was, it was okay. I think it was probably about par for a WWE go-home show in that it was kind of exciting, and I'll probably end up watching the pay-per-view, but if I don't, I know I won't miss anything spectacular. But something that really stuck with me is, when did The Undertaker become Bray Wyatt? It seems like in 2018, or at least since his return wrestling John Cena or at Raw 25, all he does now is he goes out in the ring and mumbles about darkness and souls. It's not the Undertaker that I grew up watching.
What Undertaker did you grow up watching?
Getting the freedom to... What's that?
What Undertaker did you grow up watching?
Well, I grew up watching in that sort of odd space between Ministry of Darkness.
I see. So you grew up with the American Badass.
Yes.
I see.
I did. And obviously he's not going to go out there talking about stealing souls and spooky, scary skeletons.
No. But you got to remember this, my friend. You have to remember this. I want to thank you very much for the call. As was noted last night on Observer Radio, Dave had his birthday the other day. Dave Meltzer, now 59 years old. And he suddenly realized, I'm like a year older than WWE's target audience right now. Not their target audience, but like their main audience is men over 50. Dave's like their main audience right now. So like for WWE's main audience today, the Undertaker they remember was the guy that came out with Brother Love, and he had like a raven on a stick, and he talked about souls and he went to heaven and all of this other crazy stuff that the Undertaker did.
He Vince's teddy bear, he exploded it into fire.
That's right. This is the Undertaker that this audience remembers. I mean, they remember the American Badass, but that's certainly not when they think of the Undertaker, the nostalgia of the Undertaker. They think of the Undertaker that we're seeing on Monday Night Raw.
Not Booger Red.
It's definitely not the guy riding the motorcycle and being all weird on Raw.
His yard and whatnot.
First says, having Ambrose come through the crowd was a bad idea. Coming through, the fans did not generate boos. People get excited to see someone up close and personal. Yeah, they do. I'm not quite sure what they're doing yet. Somebody texted me or emailed me yesterday and said, I'm getting a real Sting in the Rafters vibe from Dean Ambrose.
Huh?
And I was somewhat
baffled.
What? Because if you remember when Sting was in the Rafters, it was because he was a good guy who was wrongly accused. So he walked out on everybody.
Like the Crow.
He certainly wasn't a bad guy. Dean Ambrose is undoubtedly a bad guy. And by the way, I got another one here. Since I got to correct everybody who's trying to put one over on me here on this show. Tim in Miami, if you're listening, you're guaranteed that there wasn't going to be a finish. What does he call it? Is he called a guarantee, or does he say it's his latest bold prediction? Whatever. He's certain that we're not going to have a championship title change, a crown jewel, in the Brock Lesnar-Braun Strowman match. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but I'm pretty sure this is what you said.
Tim, spoilers.
Okay. It was guaranteed on Raw last night that we were going to have a new champion crowned at Crown Jewel. It was guaranteed. Now, granted, they've guaranteed a lot of things and not delivered. However, I didn't even think about this, but Brock Lesnar's in the match. And they paid Brock Lesnar a ton of money to come out of his UFC camp and go to Saudi Arabia to have a match with Braun Strowman. So in order for Tim's scenario to come true, they have to pay out the ass for Brock Lesnar again to get him to the Survivor Series to then have a decisive finish. So I'm afraid that Tim's latest bold prediction, I'm thinking there's very little chance this one's going to come true. But we'll see. Tim, you're welcome to call 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. SmackDown tonight, we have a confrontation between AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan even though Daniel Bryan apparently is not going to crown Jewel. So, maybe they'll write him out of the show here. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll advertise him and then just not deliver. Would not be the first time. We've also got, yes, our Halloween trick or street fight. One member of The Bar versus one member of The New Day. This is leading to the New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the SmackDown Tag Titles at Crown Jewel. We have, in a match I am not making up, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ty Dillinger. If you'll remember, there was a match where Nakamura was facing Dillinger, and Randy Orton attacked Ty Dillinger. This was a month ago. Ty Dillinger finally getting his rematch. And that's it. That's SmackDown coming up here tonight. We also have the tournament brackets for the World Cup. Here they are. On one side, Seth Rollins versus Lashley. Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler. On the other side, we have Jeff Hardy versus The Miz. And Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton. And the winners will face off in the semis. And then the finals will be a Raw versus SmackDown finale. So, looking at this lineup here.
There's a lot of names from a long time ago on there.
Man, what could they do? Let's see. You could have Rey Mysterio.
An Angle, for old time's sake.
Well, first we got to get through the first
quarters.
Either Seth and Lashley or Angle and Ziggler. What could they do there? I mean, if it's me, I have Kurt Angle advance so that you could do either Kurt Angle versus Lashley or Kurt Angle versus Seth Rollins, both of which, one's like kind of a dream match, Angle and Rollins, and the other is kind of like an intriguing match of two amateurs going in there and going nuts. I will say we're going to get, oh man, it's tough. Kurt's old. Is he really going to do two matches?
No.
Because, I mean, the best match for the semis would be Ziggler versus Rollins. But I guess I would do Angle versus Rollins. And that would lead to, on the other side, Ray. I would do Ray beating Orton and Hardy beating The Miz. So you'd have Ray versus Jeff Hardy, which sounds like a pretty fun match. Ray wins. And then, if Kurt Angle has the stamina, Rey Mysterio, Kurt Angle in the finals to determine the best in the world, Rey Mysterio wins. That's my prediction.
Sure, let's go with it. I'm not going to overthink it that much because, there's things you can do all over the place, whether it's Kurt Angle having his last ride out, even though, again, like you mentioned, him wrestling a couple of matches. I don't know if that's the best idea in the world, but who knows? I guess it can go in any direction because of the way you have the feuds all there. I'll go with Randy Orton. Nah, I can't see Randy Orton going through. I'd like to see Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio for old time's sake from SmackDown.
Hey, that's just what I said.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go with that one out of anything, although if it ends up being Rey Mysterio and Dolph Ziggler, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world either.
I mean, you got to look at this, all this stuff, of all of the people in this tournament.
You know what the problem is, though? Hold on. My thing is, I keep thinking, who's going to interfere where? Which is what I think about with a lot of WWE matches. Which, say what?
You don't necessarily need it. I mean, you could do it if you want to build up a match for Survivor Series. But
I know, but with so many of their matches, we talk about how good the matches are, and then there's always the possibility of a really disappointing or deflating ending, and they do it so often that because everybody here is, for the most part, tied into a feud with someone, the possibility of, you know, Dean Ambrose coming out to screw over Seth Rollins is just, you know, that's as possible of a finish as anything else is.
Well, all I know is that of everybody in this tournament, like Dolph did a promo on it, Lashley hasn't said a thing about it, Leo Rush just said he'd win, Seth Rollins is busy with other stuff. I mean, Jeff Hardy, has he really been pushing that he wants to win? The Miz kind of did a promo about it, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton. I mean, the one guy who they have been pushing super hard is this is like the biggest thing in his life. It's Kurt Angle.
Who's an international star and an actual Olympic gold medalist, all that sort of good stuff. So, yeah.
I think he goes to the end, but I don't think he wins.
I don't know. Why not just go to the end and win? You know, and that could be his. He's back on Raw. I mean, at some point, he's going to be a regular again. I can't see. I mean, this Baron Corbin thing, he's going to need a foil other than Elias, isn't he?
Well, if Kurt Angle wins and he's the best in the world, you got to do more stuff with him. Like, what? You got to give him a championship match. You got to do all sorts of stuff.
Well, he's the best in tournament. The world. He can go back into semi-retirement, back on top again, just like he was back in the day when he won the gold medals and said that was it before the pro wrestling started.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up? You know, this Survivor Series, I'm really not a big fan of this the Survivor Series bragging rights ordeal. You know, these guys can't be on the same show together. How do you build feuds? I mean, do you know, how do you get them to, cut promos on one another?
Well, if you remember last year, if I recall correctly, the last time they did one of these shows, first off, they said it was the only time it would ever happen, and they're doing it a year later. But they also, right, if I recall correctly, had Raw and SmackDown stars go from brand to brand. So I think it's just going to be a month of interbrand.
Well, you know, it's going to be like a throwaway show. I mean, it's really, come TLC, none of that stuff's going to matter, correct?
Well, yeah, but as we were talking about earlier, I mean, let's say that you're going to do a Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. And obviously,
Hold on.
Obviously, Becky Lynch is not beating Ronda Rousey, okay? But Ronda Rousey can beat Becky Lynch when Charlotte interferes and costs Becky the match, which does, in fact, set up Charlotte versus Becky at the TLC show. There's a lot of things they can do in that direction.
As strong as Becky Lynch has been, you know, is it really, you know, do you really want to take that momentum away from her? You know what I mean?
Yes, like, they're going to.
They do.
They're going to. And then they're going to take the title off of her.
It's just mind-boggling how they think. And, you know, just not to bring it back up again, but to use the leukemia thing as heat, that's got to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever, you know, WWE has done in a really long time.
Well, what you should do is go back through those observers and check out the most disgusting promotional tactic, and you'll find this probably, well, let me put it this way. Roman Reigns is alive, and Eddie Guerrero was dead when Randy Orton said, "Eddie's in hell," or whatever that stupid line was in 2006. Uh-huh. So they've done very, very, very tasteless things. Now, one would think that, hey, it's 2018. Let's not do this stuff anymore. But one would be wrong. One would be wrong.
Points to statement. That's the most disgusting thing they've done in the last couple of weeks. We know what that is.
This person here says, shouldn't the vacant title go to the World Cup tournament winner? You know, it took me 0 seconds to think of this because I thought about it when I was reading that one sentence right there, but the original match at Crown Jewel was a three-way. It was Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns revealed a leukemia diagnosis. He is off the show. Would it have been that hard to say that the winner of the World Cup to determine the best in the world is going to take Roman Reigns' place in the three-way and get a shot at the WWE Championship? Right?
Well, maybe they are planning a Kurt Angle and they don't want to do that.
Maybe they'll do a surprise.
They're not thinking that far.
I guess the other problem is if a SmackDown person wins, you can't insert them into the match. So,
well, there you go. That's exactly right. Unless it's, see, where's Mojo Rawley at?
Mojo Rawley?
Well, I just,
what the hell does he have to do with anything?
Well, he's the only guy that can actually speak Arabic fluently, and he's done that over
there. I did not know that.
I think it was 2016 when they went over there, because that was the whole thing last time around. It's like, well, they didn't go over there. It's like, well, they went over there not all that long before this, and when he did, teaming with Zack Ryder, he actually cut a promo in Arabic, since he is, I'm not sure if it's, you know, who in his family is or exactly how that works, since he was born in Northern Virginia there. But yeah, he can speak at least relatively fluent Arabic.
This person here says, maybe they could have Charlotte win the Royal Rumble and swap to Raw to face Ronda at Mania so Becky can keep her title on SmackDown and face Oscar or somebody, and then everyone can be happy. And then everyone can be happy?
They're not going to make us happy.
Read that sentence again, my friend. Hey, listen, I don't know. Maybe Becky's going to keep the title till Mania. It's possible. Who knows?
That'd be nice.
My gut feeling is that it's not going to happen. but you never know. This person here says, the worst match of the year, the Halloween theme match is tonight. How could I forget it? Well, there have been some terrible ones, but there was also the Monster Mash Battle Royal from ECW many, many years ago, which was phenomenal. I mean, it was horrible, but it was phenomenally horrible. I loved that match with all my heart. Person says, I don't think an interference in the tournament is logical. Would WWE fly someone around the world for a run-in? Yeah. Hey, Corbin could run in. He could cost Kurt Angle the match. There's a lot of things they could do. I don't know if they're going to do that, but all I know is they are bringing a smaller crew than they did last time. And so maybe they're actually not going to bring anybody that's not booked for a big match on the show. We'll find out Friday. And we'll be back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Are you a fan of independent professional wrestling? Powerbomb TV is your go-to service for all things indie wrestling. Powerbomb TV features over 1,000 events, 100 different promotions, adding up to over 2,200 hours of video-on-demand content. That number grows every day. In addition, Powerbomb.tv has live-streamed 52 events this year alone. Several more scheduled for 2018, including, yes, this coming Saturday night, November 3rd, Black Label Pro, Big Trouble in Little Crown Point. I will be taking on young Marco Stunt. You can head to powerbomb.tv, subscribe today. The promo code, CHOPMARCO. That's all one word, CHOPMARCO with a K. You will get your first 20 days for free, which means if you go up there right now, use the promo code CHOPMARCO, powerbomb.tv, free for 20 days, Saturday night, you can skip UFC in Madison Square Garden and watch myself go to a five-round decision. It won't be decision. I'll finish him in the fifth. Marco Stunt. It's going to be a massacre. Don't miss out, everybody. That sound you hear in the background of Mike's house, that's going to be the sound of myself buzzsawing young Marco Stunt. It's going to be a slaughter. I think we're up at 263 retweets or something. That means 263 chops in one match.
Oh, my God. Now, you got to do this in the corner as if this was like, you know, a...
The corner?
A Kojima match.
I'll chop him inside. I'll chop him outside. I'll chop him high. I'll chop him low. It'll be like a Dr. Seuss book. The last book Marco Stunt read.
Man.
Yeah, you hear that?
Chopping.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
I should have said Kobashi.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I just had a couple of things I wanted to say about that closing segment of Raw last night with DX and the Brothers of Destruction.
Yes.
And keep in mind, this is coming from somebody who, Shawn Michaels is my favorite wrestler ever, and Undertaker's probably my second favorite. I really thought the whole segment was really sad. I thought Undertaker looked especially old, like older than he's ever looked. I thought, I think Shawn should not have come out of retirement, but I thought the saddest thing of all, and maybe I'm just overreacting here, you tell me, I know you noted last week how in poor taste you thought the Undertaker Kane in the Cemetery promo was just not even an hour after Roman Reigns announced he had leukemia, but I thought the Undertaker's opening line last night of his promo, which was, when the Reaper comes calling, no matter how hard you fight, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And I'm just like, man, this company really is something else, aren't they?
Well, I got a few things to say about that. I want to thank you very much for the call. Shawn Michaels, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers as well. What the hell's up with that headband? And I say that as a man who wears a headband. I wear a headband because I'm growing my hair out, and so I put the headband on and tie it back, and it's not all over the place. Sean's shaved his head completely bald, and he's wearing a headband that he won't take off. Like the same thing with Lashley. Did you watch last night where Lashley's in the ring, and there's a spot, and Lashley, who is also shaved bald, his headband almost falls off, and he literally stops the match to put his headband back on. See that, sweaty? Anyway.
It's part of his game. It's like that hat afterwards. Bobby loves his hats. He loves fashionable headwear of different kinds. I don't know. Maybe with Shawn Michaels, it was all those years of being out there in the middle of nowhere, Texas. He needed something to cover up that head when he was out there in the
But it's not even like
Badlands.
A full headband. It's like a headband where the top of his, like, it's not like you can't see that he has no hair.
Like, is he doing the thing where he just, like, he doesn't have a headband, so he's cutting the arm off a T-shirt and he's just sticking that over his head?
I don't know. Anyway, so The Undertaker comes out and he cuts that promo. And I'm not going to lie. As soon as he starts talking about, no matter how hard you fight, when it's your time to go, you're going. I was like, oh, dear God. Really? But you know what? I can't even believe, I don't even know how to say this. In their minds, okay, there's two things here. When Seth Rollins comes out, and Seth Rollins says, I can't believe on the most emotional night in the history of the Shield, you turn on your brothers. On the night that Roman Reigns announces he has leukemia, you turned on the Shield. That right there is capitalizing on a diagnosis of leukemia that could end Roman. That's a very, very serious thing there. That is blatant exploitation of a very, very serious illness, okay? When Undertaker comes out and he talks about death and graveyards and tombstones,
he's the Undertaker.
That's more bad timing. That's like do we really have to have The Undertaker cut that promo, like, in the next few weeks, right after this Roman Reigns thing? But it's not like he's cutting those promos, and they're using the emotion that the fans have about Roman Reigns to try to get a reaction. To me, in their mind, it's like, it's The Undertaker. He always talks about dead people. Like, it's just what he does. It's part of the wrestling show. Like, they don't see that as, like, any sort of exploitation or trying to get a reaction based off Roman Reigns. It's just bad timing. It's like, I barely remember this, so if I get this wrong, feel free to correct me, because I very well could get it wrong, because it's a blur. The night that Owen Hart fell from the rafters and died, and they decided the show must go on even though one of our wrestlers died performing here tonight, if I recall correctly, the main event of that show had Undertaker out there, and they were doing spots with a coffin. Like, can you imagine? Now, granted, that's the same thing here. They didn't say to themselves, well, somebody died, so let's get a reaction by having Undertaker bring a coffin out here tonight. What they did was they had planned to use a coffin in an Undertaker match, and to them it was like, this is part of the show. The show must go on. The Undertaker has a coffin. That's his character. That's what I saw last night's deal as. As far as The Undertaker looking old, he looked old all right, but he looked much, much older at WrestleMania. Was it this year? Might have been the Roman Reigns year. One of these years at WrestleMania, he looked like a really old giant Midian. That was the oldest I ever saw him. He didn't look too horrible here. Plus, he couldn't move back then. He moves better now that he's got all those surgeries. This person here says, why did they make Braun look like a total geek last night? Brock made a fool out of him. Yeah, he did. He absolutely made a fool out of Braun Strowman. Braun grabbed Corbin, power slammed him. Brock smiled, said, do it again. Braun picked him up and power slammed him. Brock laughed. Hey, do it again. He did it a third time, and then Brock snuck up and F5'd him like a geek. But I presume he did that because he's putting him over on Sunday, or on Friday.
Well, the worst part about it is how they filmed it, too. It's just, you know, usually when you get that one right, the guy hit the move, the crowd cheers, and then, you know, they do a pretty good job shielding Braun. You know, they had Brock, like, kind of standing there behind him, you know, for a second before Braun turned around, which made it look even worse, because it's like, what did you think was going to happen, you big dummy?
Person says, could Brock Lesnar win at Crown Jewel? Last year, we had AJ and Brock. And after he lost, he cut a promo wanting the rematch. Well, here's all I can say. Brock was supposed to lose at WrestleMania. And at the last second, Vince decided he was going to pay him a ton of money to come back for two more matches, including Saudi Arabia. So it's not impossible that Brock could win, and then Vince pays out the ass to get him back for Survivor Series. But why? Just put the title on Braun Strowman and be done with it. I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money to get Brock Lesnar to come in for Survivor Series. And he sure ain't generating that money to come back for Survivor Series, I can tell you that much. There's no Saudi money there at Survivor Series. Bird says, according to my guide, Crown Jewel is on pay-per-view. That's right. Paul also says, after Owen died, they claimed Owen would have wanted us to continue the show. I always love when they say something like that.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
I know.
How do you know what that guy would have wanted? You don't have any idea. It's a nice thing to say and all. And maybe he would have. But people say a lot of things. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for anybody.
I'm going to be really happy when this week is over and this show is over with, this Crown Jewel show. It's like a dark shadow looming over everything. You know, he had like talk about Owen and that whole thing with, Jeff Jarrett and Val Venus going out there after, especially Jeff Jarrett was just, awful. And just a long line at a time where
his buddy's blood there in the corner.
Yeah. Oh God. And Mick Foley going out there, you could see him looking at that corner. It was just disgusting. And this has not been a banner week for WWE when it comes to any sort of public relations at all. I know that it's just the reminder of all the sleazy and the fact that they do sleazy on purpose in Vince's snow globe that gets shaken up and everything's at play because it's happening in his little world. So it's okay to utilize it. It's just amazing. It's just amazing, and I'll be happy when this week's over with. I really will be.
Bird says, I was the one that called about Undertaker's when it's your time to go statement last night. Just wanted to say I wasn't trying to say they were blatantly trying to make people uncomfortable. I know. He says, I was mostly saying I can't believe the things that they don't even think about when they put their shows together. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, listen, they very well could have thought about it. And they very well could have had a quick debate. And Vince said, listen, it's the main event of the pay-per-view. It's Undertaker's character. It's part of the show. So damn it, we're going to do it. That's it. End of discussion. So they could have thought about it, and that's the decision that they made. And this person also notes, speaking of disgusting things WWE's done, how about the time they exploited Reed Flair's death for heat?
Oh.
I got a question, everybody, okay? No cheating. They did a storyline where Charlotte obviously was involved, and they used Reed Flair's death for heat. Can anybody remember who the other person was? Okay? Don't cheat. Can you remember? Because last week I was told, well, the exploitation of Roman's leukemia, I mean, it's perfect timing. Dean is just going to get over like a monster heel. The most hated man in history. Okay? Well, the last time they did this with Reed Flair and Charlotte, who was the other person involved? And did, in fact, this skyrocket their career to their greatest heights?
Yeah, I do actually remember this. And knowing, as people ponder who it may be or look it up on Wikipedia, which we told you not to do, remember they said that Charlotte was okay with that. No pressure, you know, if we're going to do this and it's going to be okay, you know. But it's up to you, you know, no pressure. She ended up being saying she was okay with it, I guess. Now, I never heard her say that, but apparently they said that for her. You know, I guess she would have wanted it that way.
Well, people have texted in the response. Paige is the answer.
Yeah.
And did Paige end up the most over woman in the history of the company, or the biggest star on the roster, or the most hated heel there ever was? The answer this person notes, absolutely not. It did nothing for her except making everyone uneasy about her. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what happens. How big a star did Randy Orton become after he talked about Eddie Guerrero being in hell?
Yeah.
Did that lead to the biggest run of his career? Hell no, of course not. So every time someone defends stuff like this, I always look back. It never works. No matter how much people think it should work or want it to work, it never works. This person here says, you and LeBron have the thickest, most ridiculous headbands ever. Get out of here. You idiot, you didn't even know who it was. You thought it was Nikki Bella.
Do you know who LeBron is?
Get out of here, Mike. How dare you? First says it was Paige. I didn't cheat, but it sure didn't make her a super-duper mega heel. That's right, it didn't. Just like it didn't work with Dean Ambrose. And by the way, where is everybody this week to come on here and tell me how great it was and it's not exploitation? Not one text! Unlike last week. All right, back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
I was gonna flop. Y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says, which company was more exploitive this year, WWE or UFC? Oh, man. I mean, I think it's got to be WWE, but the Conor McGregor deal with the bus and the dolly and using that to promote a pay-per-view, that's pretty exploitive. Yeah. But that was more just, I don't know. You could argue. We'll see what people, when it's time for the Observer Year-End Awards, we'll see what most disgusting promotional tactic ends up being.
Well, I mean, it's just, I think the WWE, I think with using an affliction like that, is far worse. I don't know if it's far worse, but I think it falls lower on the scale than the other. I mean, that was, you could at least say that there was some planning to it, there was some emotion, but nobody died, or there's nobody who has gotten extended sickness from it or anything like that. I mean, it's leukemia, which is coming off the heels of, you know, the whole Saudi deal anyway. It's just, I don't know.
This person here, a fine man, says, I apologize for being wrong about WWE exploiting Reigns for the Ambrose turn. You were right. Thank you, my friend. I'm glad you've seen the light. This person says, Orton kissing Stephanie. What? What is that? Is that
when she was knocked out or whatever?
Is that an exploitive deal you're bringing up, or what's the point of that here? Do you think that Dean should continue his non-speaking gimmick for his whole heel run? I think that whatever is working, they should go with. Which is, that's not what they do. So if it's working that he's not talking, then go with it. And if it's not working, if he needs some more heat, he can cut some promos.
Too early to tell.
It is too early to tell, but I'm sure they've already made up their mind. We're out of time, everybody. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners are totally out of time. Back later on tonight, Retro Raw Nitro on the Brian and Vinny Show. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.